Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this session of the Life School.
Hello, everyone. I'm really excited about being here this morning with you and to talk about equality and power. So, beloved, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I know you have too, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say about it, and I'd like to share some things too.
Actually, I'm looking forward to what I have to say about it also, because the more I think about it, the more rich it becomes. And the more rich it becomes, the more I feel a desire to share this in a way that will be as meaningful as possible. Because if I can, you will see, as I do and as Linda and I do, how important equality is in the experience of power. So, pardon me. I'll begin this way, with a little bit of a review of what you've been learning. Now, of course, some of you have been studying authentic power for some time, and others of you are new to it. So, those of you who have been studying for a long time can use this little glimpse as a way to remind you of something that you might not have thought about before, an insight into how you can apply authentic power in your life. And for those of you who are new to creating authentic power, we can start right now by looking at how it relates to equality. Were you going to say something, beloved?
I was. I feel that no matter how much I hear these words or practice, I'm always learning deeper, more deeply, what it really means to create authentic power. And in this case, what it means to be equal. So I'm really looking forward to hearing this and taking it in even a deeper level.
So authentic power is the alignment of the personality with the soul, and specifically your personality with your soul. So what's that mean, really? It means that the energy of your soul becomes the energy of your personality. The intentions of your soul become the intentions of your personality. The intentions of your soul are harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. And as they become part of your personality develops new characteristics such as humbleness and clarity and forgiveness and love. And all of this is happening against a backdrop of spiritual development that is now a shared backdrop and becoming a shared backdrop of the entire human species. That means that within a few generations, all of humankind will have a new way of looking at itself, and all of us will have a new way of looking at ourselves and each other in our world. And there's hundreds of millions of us that are already beginning to look at ourselves and one another and the world in this way. What is this way? We're calling it multisensory perception because it's perception that reveals more than the five senses can detect. It's perception that reveals yourself as more than a mind and a body. It reveals yourself as having an immortal aspect. That's the soul. It reveals your world as becoming, as being, not becoming, but becoming in your awareness, but your awareness is becoming able to detect that the world is a world that is not random, but that at every moment offers you opportunities to grow spiritually. What does that mean? It means create authentic power. It means align your personality with your soul. It is a new expanded perception that allows you to see the universe as alive. That's very different from the way science taught us to look at the universe, which is inert, which means, by the way, dead. We're beginning to see the universe as wise and compassionate. This is quite a change in perception, and it's changing everything, and it's also changing our understanding of power. It's no longer the ability to manipulate and control. That's the way we saw power when we were limited to the five senses. That's the only thing power can be when the world's limited to the five senses, is the ability to manipulate and to control whatever the five senses detect. Okay, What's that got to do with equality?
Exactly what I was going to ask you.
To align your personality with your soul requires you to identify, to experience, to really experience every part of your personality that prevents you from living in the intentions of the soul, from creating with the intentions of the soul. What parts of your personality are those? Well, anger. You can't create with the intentions of your soul when you're angry. Jealousy, same thing. Feeling superior, same thing. Feeling inferior. Feeling as though you need vengeance, holding on to grudges.
Even feeling stressed out.
Stressed out,
or
overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
That's right. So, as you become aware of these parts of your personality, you can distinguish them from the parts of your personality that are patient and caring and kind and content. Those are all parts of your personality that originate in love, and the others are all parts of your personality that originate in fear. Now, here's where equality enters the picture. All of the parts of your personality that originate in fear experience being either superior or inferior to other people. Now, let me say that again. All of the parts of your personality...
All of the parts of your personality...
that originate in fear look at themselves and others as being either superior or inferior. If you're angry, that's the case. If you're jealous, that's the case. If you're not forgiving, that's the case.
And sometimes it switches back and forth from inferior to superior, but never equal.
Never equal. In other words, here's the story concerning equality. Until your personality is aligned with your soul, you're always going to experience either feeling inferior or superior to others. And as Linda just pointed out, that can change. You may feel superior to people at one moment, and then the situation changes, and you can feel inferior to the same person. But you're not feeling equality.
So as long as you're not, your personality isn't aligned with your soul, and you have a frightened part active, you will not experience equality. Is that true?
Yes. However, if your personality is not aligned with your soul, you are in a frightened part of your personality. When your personality is aligned with your soul, you will be experiencing the loving parts of your personality. They're already aligned with your soul. The part that's loving, the part that's patient, caring, appreciative, content, grateful. So, equality, your experiences of equality or lack of equality, are signals to you that you are not yet aligned with your soul. And when you are experiencing equality, that's a signal to you that you are. Well, most people don't experience equality very often. And there's a reason for that. Fear, of course, we just mentioned that. But here's another reason. When you're only looking at others and yourself from the perception of the five senses, all you can see are attributes or characteristics of your personality. In my case, I'm male. I'm white. I'm an American. I'm a father. In your case, it may be very different. You may be black, female, a mother. You may be yellow. You may be red. You may be strong physically or fragile physically. You may be intellectually powerful. You may be artistically creative. In other words, every personality is unique. So as you begin to compare personalities, you're always going to find some people who are superior in some ways to you and other people who are inferior in some ways. For example, I've wanted to get back to studying Mandarin so I can become more fluent in it. Well, when I do, I have to find a Mandarin-speaking teacher. And that teacher is far superior to me when it comes to speaking Mandarin. Maybe not so superior to me when it comes to speaking English or Spanish. So anyway, you get the picture. As long as you are looking at personalities and yourself as a personality, all that you'll see will be inequalities, and that's because each personality is unique. Multisensory perception allows you to see yourself and others in a new way. You probably experienced this new way without even thinking about it. I once got on a bus in New York City, and I was putting some change into the meter, and I glanced up at the driver who was sitting, of course, right there in front of me. And his eyes and mine met, and for a moment, I had a feeling of connection with him, of real connection. I like to sit down and talk with him and get to know him better. I had a feeling I knew some things about him or could sense some things about him. Maybe you've had experiences like this, where you see someone, either someone you've known, but you see them in a deeper, more intimate way, or someone, or a stranger, and you have that feeling of connection. That is a soul-to-soul connection. That is a feeling of equality. That is an experience of equality. It's more than a feeling. As you create authentic power, you move into that experience more and more. And for those of you who have been creating authentic power, you know that it's not always easy to take a path of invoking all of the parts of your personality into your awareness so that you can choose which of them you want to continue to experience and which you don't, which you want to cultivate and which of those you want to challenge. And the more you do that, the more aware you become, the more you begin to experience both the love and the fear in your life. And at first, it's mostly fear, because most people, when they're unaware, are not aware of what they're experiencing. And what most people experience is fear, a lot of it intensely and painfully. How do they experience it? As anger, as jealousy, as resentment, as inferiority, superiority. These are all faces of fear.
So I want to talk a little bit about some experiences that I've had of inferiority and challenging them. You may have heard before, I said that when I met Gary, I felt inferior to him. And it was really hard for me to even speak to him when I first met him, because I felt that he knew so much more than I did, and he had written these amazing books that I had read, and The Seat of the Soul and The Dancing Woolly Masters. And so it took me quite a long time to challenge that fear, to be able to feel equal, because I knew that's what I wanted. But that strong, frightened part that felt inferior didn't go away. I didn't feel inferior to Gary necessarily, but I saw it come up in other contexts, in other ways, because it was still there. And so one time I was in a group of peers, people who were also teaching other things besides the things we were, but nevertheless, there were peers who people knew, and Gary and I went to this meeting. And one of the things that we did was share some things about what we're doing, about our own work. And all the time, as I was preparing for this, I remember feeling so inferior and thinking, I don't even want to go there. My frightened parts wanted to do anything they could to get out of going. And so I had so many excuses. My frightened parts had so many excuses. It took a long time to make the decision. And I didn't realize it was because I had frightened parts that felt inferior. And so when we finally did make the decision, I had this realization right before I went there that I was feeling so inferior, and that was the reason I didn't want to go to this meeting. And it was so amazing to me, because when it was time for me to share, because everyone took time to share about themselves, the thing that came out of my mouth was telling them exactly what I was challenging, this fear that I'd been having, and why it took me so long to even make the decision to come. And I just shared with them, because I knew the reason I was sharing was not only did I challenge it by coming to the event, but I needed to challenge it by telling them what it was that I was experiencing, because I knew I wanted to heal this at a really much deeper level. So I shared with everyone how I was feeling so inferior to them, and that I am challenging that frightened part of my personality that is really strong in me. I let them know where I felt it in my body and what its thoughts were, and that I'm saying this to you so that I will not feel inferior to all of you, because I know we're all equal. I am equal to you. You are equal to me as souls. And what an amazing difference that made for me. I just, after that, there was no resistance. The frightened parts just, they would come up and I would just immediately challenge them. But it was really an opening too for everyone, because they heard what I said. And it was quite profound what happened after that and the experience of connection that I had with all of them. So I wanted to share that with you because that's so important to me. And I was thinking about that particularly, beloved, because we're going to be starting our event in about a week and a half, the Journey to the Soul. And when we come there, I know that there will be people who feel inferior to us or feel superior to us because we're the teachers of authentic power. We're teaching about it. But if you are coming, just be thinking about that. If you're coming and you feel resistance to coming, or when you're there you have a difficult time sharing, or even here, if you have a difficult time sharing after we're talking about equality because you feel like you don't have anything to say, or because you feel like you already knew that, you know, you're feeling superior, notice that. Notice that, because that will help you. If you can recognize it in yourself, feel where it is, notice the thoughts, and begin to share about it for the purpose of challenging it and not letting it control you, that's very powerful. Because that way, I can tell you that I felt so equal to every person at that meeting that time that I shared. It was really powerful for me to do that. So I wanted to share that about equality, because it's so relevant to me.
It's very relevant. Can you see the relevancy? For example, in the sharing itself, Linda was sharing as an equal. She was sharing from a loving part of her personality. She was sharing from a part of her personality that was creating authentic power in that moment, that was experiencing a frightened part of her personality and deciding that she wasn't going to let it control her. So while she was sharing as an equal with equals. In other words, if she were not, she would either have been sharing from superiority, that means I'm a teacher and here's an example of how to create equality, or she would have been sharing from inferiority, which means here's what I was experiencing, will you please accept me? Will you please help me to feel valuable about myself? But instead, she was sharing soul to soul. She was sharing with the intention to create authentic power. She was sharing with the intention to show others how she is creating authentic power.
Well, actually, I had no idea that I was going to share that until I got up in front of everyone. And then it just came to me. That's what just the words came out. I needed to say these things because I did not want to feel disconnection from my peers.
Do you agree with what I said or not?
Absolutely.
Just want to be clear on that. If you're not sharing from a loving part of your personality, you'll be sharing from inferiority or superiority. And you won't be able to make the connection. You won't be able to have that intimacy that you're longing for. You can't if you're looking down on someone or if you're looking up to someone. And if you're looking down on someone, oh, that's a cold place to be. A lot of people spend their entire lives that way. I spent most of my life that way. And if you're looking up to someone, oh, that's a miserable place to be. I spent a lot of my life doing that too. But to relate to the world as an equal, do you know what that is? That's humbleness. Do you remember I said that one of the characteristics of an authentically powerful personality is humbleness? Humbleness means recognizing that everyone's path through the Earth School is as challenging and difficult as your own. No one has an easy time. Humbleness is recognizing everyone as a soul and realizing that sometimes they have frightened parts of their personalities active. A humble person walks in a friendly world. A humble person lives in a friendly world. Doesn't that sound wonderful? That's part of authentic power. That's a characteristic of authentic power. And your evolution now requires you to create authentic power. Can you think of better news than that? That your evolution now requires you to be humble and caring and forgiving and loving. That your evolution now requires you to create harmony. Excuse me. Harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. And to do it even when you don't want to. Which means even when a frightened part of your personality is active that doesn't care about any of those things. That's the point of creating authentic power. That's when it requires your commitment to recognize that that's a frightened part of your personality. It's not you. And you have other parts of your personality, and you can choose among those parts. And you can choose to interact with the world in that moment from a loving part of your personality. Or do the best that you can to do that.
So what you're saying, beloved, is that anytime I'm in a frightened part of my personality and I'm not challenging it, I cannot feel equal. It's not possible to have the experience of equality.
No.
Because my frightened parts have very distorted perceptions.
Yes. Their perceptions are distorted by fear. Your love is contaminated by fear. When you are in a frightened part of your personality and you don't recognize it, or when you are in a frightened part of your personality and you recognize it and you choose not to challenge it.
Yes, I think many people recognize their in frightened parts if they've been practicing for a while, if they've been, you know, coming to events and things like that. They recognize that it's a frightened part, but they don't realize that the only way that it's not going to have control over you is to challenge that frightened part. It's not just recognizing, it's actually challenging it and saying, you are not going to take over me. I am not going to be looking from distorted points of view. I choose to create with love.
So you can't simply say, I'm going to be equal, I'm going to feel equal, and expect it to happen. However, if you set that intention, you will find yourself more and more judging yourself and others as superior and inferior. And that's because you are invoking health. And every time you experience superiority or inferiority, you are experiencing a frightened part of your personality. And that allows you the opportunity to create authentic power by entering it consciously, experiencing it somatically in terms of physical sensations, of the painful physical sensations that it has in your body, of the critical and judgmental thoughts that it's putting into your thought process and challenging them. By instead of acting with superiority or inferiority, you challenge that part by not acting on it, and that moves you toward equality. Eventually, it will move you all the way. What is all the way? What's an experience of all the way? It's realizing. Realizing, that word is interesting, doesn't it? It means making real. Realizing. That there is nothing in the universe more precious than you. And at the same time, realizing that there is nothing in the universe less precious than you. That's our destination. Those are soul-to-soul experiences. They are filled with gratitude, with appreciation, with caring, contentment, with patience. They are filled with love. That is equality. Equality is not separate from any of these things. Well, it's so good to talk to you about equality.
You know, I was thinking that the reason that authentic power is so important, beloved, is that people talk about equal rights. we all would have equal rights. There would be no issue with equal rights if we were all coming from loving parts of our personality, because we would see our equality and we would want to share. We would want to cooperate. We would have reverence for every person, no matter what their earth suit was. And that's why I'm so grateful that we get to talk to you about authentic power. We get to practice it together, that we get to, we're in the process of becoming, of being aware of our equality, because we're challenging frightened parts and we're cultivating loving parts. What a better gift could we give each other?
So now we've come to the conclusion of this video. It's good to be with you.